Good evening, a very happy good evening to you. Today, we find ourselves already in July. Today is July 5th, or should I say Wednesday, July 5th, hump day, better known to those of us in the workforce, amen, hump day. But again, welcome this evening to our series entitled The Daily Bread, which this is going on well over 3+ years now that we have been doing these small devotionals for you. We appreciate you continually tuning in to listen now that we've cut back to just Wednesday evenings. So again, thank you so much. Again, we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and we will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, welcome this evening. I do have a small devotional for you. Will not take up too much of your time here on this Wednesday evening. We pray you had a blessed and safe 4th of July yesterday. Amen. Celebrating the freedom that we have in this great country of ours, the United States. Amen. So we pray that everyone was safe and stayed as cool as possible. If you reside here in Texas, you know how hot it has been for a good amount of time now. Amen. But bless God for air conditioning. Amen. Air conditioning in our homes, air conditioning in our vehicles. Amen. Air conditioning where we go in the marketplace, like the pastors say. Amen. So bless God, and we pray you've been having a blessed week. Amen. And as always, if you've followed any of the daily breads, I have been blessed enough to share with you that if you're not having a blessed week, it's already been a rough week, or things didn't go as planned as they should yesterday for the 4th of July, well, bless God, today is a new day. Amen. What's past is past. Amen. We look forward to today and a new day tomorrow. Amen. So I pray you get on the right track, so to speak, for the rest of this week. Amen. And we encourage you to come out this Sunday. We meet now at 10 in the morning and at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. Which I guess is considered downtown Round Rock. Amen. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So if you don't have any plans this Sunday morning, 10 a.m., come out. There will be a seat available for you. Amen. So with that said, we always want to thank all of our new listeners, or if you may be a new listener here, we appreciate you tuning in. And of course, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you who are continually faithful and staying faithful with First's Kingdom Family Church, First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries. We say thank you so much. Our mail-in supporters, amen, the missionaries that we support around the world, we say thank you so much, amen. You are a blessing to us, and we are blessed to be a blessing to you, and we are blessed by God to be blessers unto you. Amen. So without further ado, let's jump right into this small devotional that I have for you again this beautiful Wednesday evening. It is entitled Relationship Reconciliation. Amen. And if you have your Bibles or you're taking a little bit of notes, you can write down James 4, 8 through 11. Amen. James 4, 8 through 11, and I will read the first translation. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. It says, do not speak evil against one another, brothers. It says, the one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. Amen? Seems like a lot to take in right there. Amen? So I'll just give you a couple of seconds to take that in. Amen? But as we move down, it says, we were created for relationship. Amen? It says, we were created for relationship. It says, since Adam expressed the need for a companion, people have sought fellowship together. Amen? It says, but no matter how strong our desire to have healthy, loving relationships, it can be hard to move past the pain of a broken one. Amen? I'll repeat that again. It says, but no matter how strong our desire to have a healthy, loving relationships, it can be hard to move past the pain of a broken one. It says, it may be divorce, an estranged relative, or a longtime friend who has somehow become a bitter rival. It says, in order for reconciliation to take place, it says, we must look to God for direction. It says, ask God to reveal what you can do to move forward in a relationship today. Amen? Again, in order for reconciliation, in order for reconciliation to take place, we must look to God for direction. Ask God to reveal what you can do to move forward in a relationship today. Amen? I think each and every one of us has gone through a relationship that might have been broken or might have been hurt in. Amen? They gave the example of a divorce or a estranged relative. How many of us have an estranged relative in our family? Amen? I think it'd be safe to say everyone has at least one. Amen? Or they gave the example of a longtime friend who has somehow become a bitter rival. Amen? But let's repeat what God says. Amen? So say this with me out loud. Say, God, if there's something I need to do in a broken relationship, say, please reveal it to me today. Amen? Say, I want to be at peace with those in my family and with my friends. Amen? Say that. Say, I want to be at peace with those in my family and with my friends. Amen? So, again, James 4, 8 through 11. Amen? It says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. It says, do not speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. It says, if you criticize and judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not to judge whether it applies to you. Amen? Again, that was John 4, verses 8 through 11. Amen? It says, in order to reconcile a relationship, first, you have to pray. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, in order to reconcile a relationship, first, you have to pray. Amen? Sounds easy enough, right? Again, it says, submit yourself to God and refuse to allow the enemy any further destruction. Amen? We need to submit ourselves to God and refuse to allow the enemy any further destruction. Again, it says, next, ask God what sin, if any, you have committed to contribute to the descent. Amen? Again, sounds easy enough, right? And then it says, confess it, repent, and let it go. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh, that's easy for you, Andrew, or that's easy for you to say. Yeah, that part where it says, let it go. Amen? For some folks, it's as easy as that. Amen? but some of us, amen, not so much, amen. It's not so easy just to let something go, amen. For some of us, it's very hard, amen, to look past the hurt, amen. It's hard to just shake it off, amen, and move on, amen. But we all are created differently, amen. But what it says is, let it go, amen. It says, now comes the hard part. It says, don't speak out against the one you are at odds with. And how many of us know, man, that doesn't sound easy, or that isn't easy, amen. As it says, now comes the hard part. Don't speak out against the one you are at odds with. It says, don't slander, gossip, or share your grievance. It won't make things any better. Amen? It won't make things better. In fact, it'll only make things worse. Amen? In fact, it'll only make things worse. And you might be sitting there listening, thinking, well, how worse can it get? You know, it already feels worse. But in fact, it'll only make things worse. Amen? And finally, it says, let the love of God flow through you and onto those you are at odds with. Amen? It sounds easy enough, I know. Amen? But I have been in plenty of these situations where it's, all of this seems doable. It seems easy enough. Amen? But when it does come time to let things go, when it comes time to put the past past, amen, it's hard. It's hard. Like Pastor Rose says, I'll raise both my hands and lift my feet, amen. You know, I can attest to this. It's not easy, amen. But it's doable. It's doable, amen. So again, let the love of God flow through you and onto those you are at odds with. It says, begin to pray daily for reconciliation and restoration. Amen? Again, begin to pray daily for reconciliation and restoration. It says, God is your healer, and he wants this relationship to be restored more than you do. Amen? I'll repeat that. It says, God is your healer, and he wants this relationship to be restored more than you do. Amen? I hope you caught that. Now repeat this with me. Say, Father, I trust you to help me mend my broken relationships. And finally say, help me to forgive. Amen? Help me to forgive. Amen? I know some of you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, well, you don't know what that person did to me. No, I don't. But I can tell you, I've been in a good amount of relationships where things went south, so to speak. And it's not easy. Amen. It's not easy being the one who feels as though they got hurt the most out of that relationship. Amen. It's not easy being that person that you feel like, well, I was in the right, amen, and they were in the wrong, amen. All those emotions that come with those situations, they're real, amen. I'm not downplaying any of that, amen. But what does it say? What is the confession that we just made? It says, Father, I trust you to help me mend my broken relationships. And finally, it says, help me to forgive. Amen? And you might be thinking to yourself again, it's like, yeah, Andrew, you don't know what I've been through or what that other person did to me. And that is a very true statement. Amen? But as we always say here, who is our great example? Who is our greatest example? That's Jesus. Amen? Jesus is our greatest example. Amen? And a perfect example is that he went to the cross and died. Amen? For who? For you. For me. Amen? For that person that hurt us, hurt you, or has hurt me. Amen? He loved you. He loved them. Amen. He loves us all. Amen. And he did that. Why? To forgive all of our unrighteousness and put us in right standing with who? Our Heavenly Father. Amen. So as we use Jesus as our perfect example, amen, that he died for us, amen, because what? He loves us and wanted us to be what? In right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Is it doable? Yes. Is it easy? No. Is it going to take work? I'm sure it will. Amen. Is it going to take some time? Of course. Amen. But what does it say? Begin to pray daily for reconciliation and what? Restoration. And restoration. Amen. God is your healer, and he wants this relationship to be restored more than you do. Amen. So I leave you with this final question this evening. Amen. It says, can you extend forgiveness instead of judgment? Amen. Again, can you extend forgiveness instead of judgment? Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of relationship reconciliation this Wednesday evening for our daily bread. Amen. And as always, if there is any prayer needs you have or any praise reports you would like to share with us, amen, on our website, we have a link where you can click and you can submit a praise report or you can submit a prayer request. Amen. And just like your favorite YouTube channel or your favorite Instagram person, whenever they post something new, you get that post notification. Well, we have the same thing. So whenever you submit a prayer request or submit a praise report, amen, we get a notice that we have something in our inbox. Amen. And we will come in agreement with whatever prayer request you may have. And of course, we will come and celebrate whatever praise report you might submit. Amen. So that's easily found on our website. Amen. You can just click on the link and submit a praise report, or you can submit a praise report or a prayer request. Amen. And as I always like to leave you, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area. Every area. Amen. And before I wrap this evening's daily bread devotional up, I would just like to extend an invitation, extend the welcome mat, so to speak, that if you attended First's Kingdom Family Church anytime in the past, or at some point you called First's Kingdom Family Church your church, but no longer attend, amen, we just want to say the door is always open, amen. You are always welcome at our church, amen. You know, things happen, sometimes not always in our control, or situations happen that pull us in a different direction, amen. But we here at First's Kingdom Family Church, First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries, just wants you to know that you are loved, you are missed, you are prayed for, amen. And our door is always, always open, amen. Always open, just like a family, amen. Just like a family, folks in family have disagreements. Folks in families get in arguments, amen. Folks in families get in fights, amen. But at the end of the day, what? We're still family, amen. We're still family, and we're still there for each other, amen. So we just wanted to take a few moments out and extend out that welcome mat and saying you are always welcome to come back to First's Kingdom Family Church, First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And that is every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center If you don't know it or need to Google it, you can just Google Allen B. Baca Center, Recreation Center for Seniors. Amen. It's pretty easy. You could even just Google Baca Center or say Siri, look up Baca Center in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. It's easy to find. Amen. It's smack dab down Round Rock, downtown Round Rock. Amen. And we would enjoy to have you. We'd be blessed to have you again. Amen. We would welcome you again with open arms. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this weekend. Amen. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Have a blessed rest of this week. We pray the angels of the Lord watch over you and cover you. We know that the angels of the Lord go before you and watch over you. The blood of Jesus covers you. Amen. We have you in our prayers on a daily basis. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayers as well. Amen. We know that we encourage you to keep making your confessions. Amen. My due season is here now. Amen. Unexpected blessings come my way. Amen. The favor of man chases me. Amen. The favor of God is upon me. Amen. I am an unexpected blesser. Amen. This is my due season. Amen. Keep making your confessions. We encourage you. Amen. We pray you are getting a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of strengthening every Wednesday. If you're not coming to church yet on Sunday mornings, amen, we appreciate you still listening in. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this week. Again, we look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday for another Daily Bread with us. Amen. So be blessed. We'll see you this Sunday.